Hello, everyone, and welcome to the best podcast of my life. I am here with my friend Adam.
Hello, what's up, everyone? Today's podcast will be about why we started this podcast and everything you need to know about us.
Now, this podcast is all about random talk, our rating on movies, and sports talk. But today, we aren't talking about anything with those topics. We are just talking about this podcast and us, like facts about us and stuff like that. Oh, Adam, do you remember that one time that we made our quote-unquote podcast on that old cassette that I got for Christmas?
Yeah, that's how the podcast really started, really. We thought it was cool, so we just wanted to chat with the community. But yeah, we're both in middle school. Ethan plays multiple sports.
I play baseball. I used to play basketball. I just do that for fun now, like in my driveway. But I play baseball mainly. I also run cross country, and golf and cross country are like kind of like my side sports. I also play soccer.
But he's kind of a sports nerd.
That's not nice. Well, I guess I kind of am. I watch sports all the time.
But about me now, I'm a big fan of dogs. And I also love model trains, which involved me to start a channel about my dog Hank.
Oh yeah, don't you have like 50 subscribers?
Yeah, about 50 subs. Called Dude on My Rails. Just if you want to sub or support the channel, type in Dude on My Rails, no spaces, no caps, and it should be good. Yeah, just go support it if you want to. That's about my dog, kind of vlogging in a way, and model trains. So if you want to go check that out, you can.
Yeah, I've actually watched all the videos at your house. Remember we had that like marathon where we watch all those videos? Is actually really fun because we were laughing the entire time about his dog and trains, and it's actually a really fun channel. And yeah, just go subscribe. It would mean a lot.
Yeah, I do play sports. The only ones that I really play is golf, but I'm either going to try out tennis or volleyball.
Yeah, tennis is like a really tennis looks really easy until you start to play it. And it's really hard. Like, you think it barely goes off the racket, but you just have to, like, touch it to the tennis ball, you know?
It's almost similar. It's almost similar to pickleball, but with
pickleball is my favorite. I love pickleball.
Yeah, pickleball is really fun.
I play with my grandpa all the time and my cousins.
Yeah, I used to play pickleball a lot, especially in gym class.
Yeah, we play together sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually have a park right behind my house that we have tennis courts, basketball courts, baseball diamonds, pickleball courts that, yeah, we use all the time.
Even a park, and it's like a valley. It's about a bunch of hills that you can, it's really cool. It's almost a bunch of valleys in like a fielded area. It's hard to explain.
Yeah, you can go for like a couple mile hike in there too, because there's a bunch of trails through the woods, and yeah, there's a bridge across water. And, yeah, there's a lot of cool things. But, yeah, about volleyball. What do you think about volleyball? You want to play?
My mom actually used to coach volleyball.
My mom used to be a sports writer, and she used to, like, do a bunch of stuff on sports, and she used to play volleyball for high school.
Yeah, that's interesting. But, yeah, my mom coached it. I think she'd actually really enjoy it if I played, so she could coach me and have kind of that fun again. I guess she enjoyed. She was going to do a position for football to also experience that, but didn't feel like it was right, so we didn't do that.
Yeah, that's how we met. We met by my mom covering and your mom doing coach, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your mom covered my mom about coaching, and then we met in kindergarten.
Yeah. We just were like, in the classroom, and you walked up to me and said, "Do you want to be my friend?" And I said, "Yeah, of course." And we had a fun year in first grade. It was a lot of fun, actually.
But now we're middle school, so it's a lot different now. We actually met when we went on my class, went over to his class, watching a TV show. I'm not sure if it was the Magic School Bus or something like that. I think we were taking notes on what the movie was about and sitting with friends and chatting about what we thought of the movie. I think it was something like that. Sounds familiar to me. What do you think?
Yeah, it was about Magic School Bus, I think. That sounds familiar. Because I just dropped my water. We were talking about the Magic School Bus. Because I used to love that show. I used to watch it so much. And I always wanted to be one of those kids riding in that big school bus, small school bus. And it was just a lot of fun. Yeah, I only really play volleyball, like, in my front yard. Also, when I go to beach, like, on vacation, I go to beaches and I play, like, circle volleyball with my family, and it's a lot of fun.
Speaking about sports, when I was about 4, I played hockey.
Oh, yeah, about the Stanley Cup just finished, and the Florida one. Forgot what. It was Florida, but they played the Edmonton Oilers that I really wanted to win because they were down 3-0 in the series, and they come back to make a game 7 to make the series tied at 3-3, but Florida just pulled away with that win just a couple minutes ago.
Yeah, like I was saying, when I was about 4 years old, I played hockey. Not very good, of course. I was only 4 years old. But one time I was using a chair with four tennis balls as the posts and took that around the rink. And I wanted to hit the ball, so I did. And I hit the puck, not the ball. I fell onto the ice, started spinning, and got it in the goal. That was my first goal and last goal of my career.
Why'd you quit hockey?
I didn't find any more interest in it, and it wasn't that fun.
It's also the like most expensive sport. All the gear, all the shoulder pads, all the helmets, hockey sticks.
Yeah,
it's really expensive.
One more thing to talk about is just random things about when we were younger and what we had entertainment-wise. That is the word I was trying to think of. Based on books and other sort of toys and things like that. So, main book that I read throughout elementary school was Dogman.
I've read every Dogman book and every Cat K comic of Hat Kid Comic Club. Just try to say that 10 times fast.
I actually haven't read any of those Cat Kid Comic Club.
They're pretty good, but Dogman's better.
Yeah, I just remember Petty. Or PD.
Remember when we used to have like 10-hour arguments about if PD or Petty?
Yeah, big debate about that.
I thought it was Petty, and Adam thought it was PD, but yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, Star Wars, what do you think about that?
Oh, Star Wars equals childhood. If you have not seen any Star Wars movies, you need to go watch those right now, because that's probably my favorite series, but honestly, they've just kind of, like, destroyed Star Wars. All those new TV shows.
Yeah, they did great, especially on Disney Plus and stuff like that. They get all the animations, and it looks terrible, it sounds terrible, and everything's wrong with it, in my opinion.
Probably the only good Star Wars show is, like, The Mandalorian, because it shows, like, background information of Star Wars. But, like, the new animation ones are absolutely awful. Doesn't even go with the Star Wars story. And, yeah, they just kind of ruined Star Wars by doing that.
It's just about basically random aliens becoming Jedis. If you don't know what a Jedi is, just go watch it. It's pretty sad if you don't know what that is. But I have heard that they're coming out with a new one on Disney Plus. Not sure what it's called. I forgot. But it actually looks pretty good and looks like it follows the story. I think it's supposed to take place before Revenge of the Sith, or I forgot what episode.
The first one, the Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah. It's supposed to take place before that, about like the Dark Side originating, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Star Wars is like such a fun movie, because whether you're like a good guy or a bad guy, like if you want to root for the dark side, the rebellion, and it's very like sit on the edge of your seat kind of movie. You don't know what's going to happen next. And honestly, I think they just keep the series how it is. They keep making new movies and shows. They just need to keep it how it was before, because the new old like 1970s movies were so good. Like A New Hope was the best Star Wars movie ever.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. I think they should just keep it the same. But what are your thoughts on movies? For example, If or Inside Out 2?
Oh, Inside Out 2? I want to watch really bad, but, I mean, the first Inside Out if you haven't seen it, pause this right now and go watch it, because I might say a couple spoilers. But it was when what's his name died. Who's his name?
Bing Bong.
Yeah, Bing Bong. He was my favorite character probably, and when he died or got forgotten, it was really sad, and I cried the first time I saw it.
Yeah, that was pretty devastating. What's better, Star Wars or Avengers movies? I'm not actually sure about that. What do you think about this?
Well, I do love Avengers movies, but like I said, Star Wars is just like an old classic movie selection, and Avengers is kind of like a newer. It's kind of like the new Star Wars. So honestly, I think Star Wars is better in my opinion, and I have a bunch of Star Wars stuff in my room. Still have, yeah, I still have Star Wars Lego sets just sitting around here somewhere. And yeah, I think Star Wars are better. What do you think?
I think Star Wars is better because it's almost like like you said, it is saying it a different way. I think Avengers is almost like a knockoff of Star Wars just because the plots and everything. And it lacks a lot of things that I think Star Wars had. And it's also not as new.
Yeah. And
or old.
Star Wars has 1,000,000,000 times better music. Like the background music of Star Wars is, what's his name? John Williams. He made all the good movies. Indiana Jones, Star Wars, what's that one movie called? Oh, Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
All those have good music, and John Williams is just such a good music creator. So our next thing that we're going to talk about is like toys that we used to play with and still do. And one of my favorite toys probably ever that I own are Rubik's Cubes. Like, I love just like fidgeting with Rubik's Cubes. I can solve a 2x2 and a 3x3. I'm still working on the 4x4. It's really hard. But, yeah. I also collect, like, baseballs. And, yeah.
I don't really like Rubik's Cubes just because I don't practice them or take the time to practice them just because they're a little more difficult to me. Like I said before earlier in the podcast, I do model trains, what I used to like and still do, because I used to watch a lot of Thomas the Tank Engine and as well as my grandpa inspiring me. But I think that's going to be it for today's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed. Make sure to leave a suggestion about what topics we should do for other episodes.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in. Have a great day.